Blog Talk Radio.
Wealthy Sisters, the show that features six- and seven-figure earning women of color. Tune in Mondays at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time as Deborah Hartnett, CEO of Deborah Hartnett International and founder of The Professional Black Woman, showcases the triumphant journeys of these powerful sisters. You will be inspired, encouraged, and informed every Monday at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time. Our call-in number is 347-838-9278. Today's broadcast is brought to you by www.wealthysisters.com, where the show can be heard 24 hours a day. And now your host, Deborah Hartnett.
Well, hello and welcome to Wealthy Sisters, sponsored by theprofessionalblackwoman.com, where we celebrate the lives of six- and seven-figure women of color. Our purpose is twofold. First, to inspire, to encourage the listener, and second, to edify, promote, and acknowledge, or just to say thank you to the sisters for doing big things. I'm Deborah Hartnett, your host, broadcasting live from our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. Today is Monday, August the 24th, 2009, and we are here every week at the same time, Mondays at 12 noon Eastern. So do spread the word. All right, now, we have a real treat for you today, a lady that is not a stranger to networking. She was social networking and creating lists before it was popular. So I want everybody that's listening to my voice today to go and grab your pens and pad, get in front of your PDAs, your laptops, or whatever. The point is, you want to take awesome notes today because this young lady is going to be straight laying it down for you. We have none other than the dynamic Miss Maddie Rock. Maddie Rock is the owner of Rock Networking Unlimited. She is the voice. Now, the voice of Rock Networking Unlimited, Incorporated, backed by RNU, the Run Tower team of eight dynamic experienced professionals. I like that. Team. She was born in Uniontown, Alabama, raised in Birmingham. Maddie came on to venture to Atlanta in 1986. After learning about the many opportunities there, she established multiple boutiques in Georgia with a plan and very little startup. Maddie has had the experience of working with many people in bad business practice and little skills on experience. She offers a better plan. Rock Networking Unlimited Incorporated is, I'm telling you, a powerhouse today. Today, Maddie Rock and the RNU Power Team are stepping up to another level with the needed services offered by Rock Networking Unlimited. Maddie is the queen of networking and has produced her own TV show, Give Me Back My Mic. Rock Networking Unlimited continues to partner with multiple businesses to bring valuable products and services to now. Think about this. She's bringing valuable. That's something when you're offering value to someone or offering valuable products and services to businesses and consumers while giving back to the community. Vision partner C. Ronaldo Weaver, the video bishop, hosts the Video Bishop Gospel Show and owner of Techno Media Films, recently launched a TV show called The RNU and Maddie Rock to Give Me My Mic, which provides opportunities for creative artists and business owners to showcase and promote their talents, products, and services. Within a 3 to 5 minute time period, I'm telling you, this is awesome. RNU not only organizes and hosts networking events, but provides marketing systems for creating websites, commercials, infomercials, press kits, and video commercials. Rock aims to have the largest e-blast database in the Southeast. So without any further delay, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to hear from the Rock, Maddie Rock herself.
Are you looking for a voiceover artist to record your intros, outros, or promos for your online radio show, for your website, or for your business? Then go to www.deborahakbar.com. That's DeborahAkbar.com. Wealthy Sisters, the show that features six- and seven-figure earning women of color. Tune in Mondays at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time as Deborah Hartnett, CEO of Deborah Hartnett International and founder of The Professional Black Woman, showcase the triumphant journeys of these powerful sisters. You will be inspired, encouraged, and informed every Monday at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time. Our call-in number is 347-838-9278. Today's broadcast is brought to you by www.wealthysisters.com, where the show can be heard 24 hours a day. And now your host, Deborah Hartnett.
Well, we are back. Yes, live with the Wealthy Sisters. And again, I'm Deborah Hartnett with our special guest today, Ms. Maddie Rock of Rock Networking Unlimited. I tell you, we're happy to have her on our show today. We learn every day that we have to be flexible, especially in business. You know, I tell you, she's having a little technical difficulties dialing in, but that's okay. We know how to keep moving. I'm telling you, I love my favorite analogy here of the bamboo, you know, or excuse me, not the bamboo. That's one of my other favorites, but the palm trees. That's what I'm thinking about right now. Because me growing up in Georgia, you know, I'm a Georgia peach, grew up, had those wonderful, beautiful Georgia pine trees in my yard. I mean, I remember as a child seeing all the pine straw falling around. Matter of fact, that was my first business. I was about 4 or 5 years old, and I used to pick up the pine cones in my neighbor's yard, and they would pay me $1 for doing that. So I thought that was pretty ingenious. I was excited about having that, my own money. But back to the story with the pine trees and the palm, the story of being flexible. I remember when it was storming, we used to be so afraid because we did. We had a lot of trees around us, and we actually had some trees to snap. When a storm would come, that wind would come through there, or, you know, even like a tornado or what have you, or just a major thunderstorm, those pine trees would snap. And you could just hear it. You could hear them falling. You could, the power outages and all those things. But I know the awesome analogy of a palm tree, which is important to be like in our life, to be like the palm tree. Because if you notice, the palm tree, think about it. When you see those pictures of the hurricanes, unless you are there watching it, I know we do have some people that are hurricane watchers and storm watchers who get a thrill from that. But if you see it on television and those reports, you notice the palm trees, they bend. I mean, they bend all the way, but they don't snap. They don't break. And that's how we have to be in life and in business. We have to make sure that we always are flexible, that we always have a plan, because we never know what life is going to bring for us. And a lot of times when we have those plans that we think we have, I tease sometimes and say, I'm going to plan ZZ. But the key is to have a plan in place, to have those strategies in place. So while we're waiting on our guest, I know she's having some type of technical difficulties there. While we're waiting on her to call in, I had the opportunity to go to a networking event from here in the Maryland area, another Approach Enterprises, Ms. Odessa Hopkins. If you don't know who she is, you definitely want to look her up. She's on Facebook. What an awesome business owner. She's a consultant. And she's really set the benchmark for all of us that are running our own businesses. Well, I had the opportunity to go to one of her open events there, and she had this gentleman by the name of Mr. Andre Taylor who was there. He's written a book called You Can Still Win. And what a just a phenomenal author. This gentleman had a phenomenal story. And I love the whole title of winning, because I think it's important for us to know, first of all, that no matter what, no matter what challenges we face, no matter what difficulties, no matter, like I said, what those plans, we have to deviate or go to something else, we've got to know that we are born winners. And I use this analogy all the time. First time I heard it, you know, it could sound kind of graphic, but we're all adults here, and it's in this life. It's real. I mean, you just think about it. If you're having questions about, you know, it doesn't seem that you can get something right, or it always seems like you're coming up with the short end of the stick, and, I mean, were you really born to win, and are we, yes, Because you think about it, when your parents actually came together to conceive you, you think about all of those many, many, many millions of sperms that you outswam. So you were naturally born a winner. So when we think about that, how can we actually fail? Winning is, it is in our nature. Now, we have the choice in our decisions that we make, of course. I do agree with that, that we have that choice to make those decisions. But at the end of the day, winning is so a part of us. So I love the title of this book, You Can Still Win, Breakthrough, Bounce Back, Come From Behind, and Flourish. And I'm just going to read one of the titles in here so that you can actually, I encourage you to check this book out. He talks about, you know, what are you facing, you know, in chapter one? What are you actually facing out here that would keep you, you know, from these obstacles? And what he says here is when you look at what you're facing, let me just pull this up right here for you. You know, this today is real common when we think about burnout. We think about our society today, the economy that we choose not to participate in, that big R word that everybody keeps talking about. I can relate to this as well, you know, having a decision to make a career change in my business direction. You know, you can get to a point where you feel the burnout, and he says, for many people, the teenage years are challenging, but mine were complicated by decision to work full-time throughout high school. Now, this is interesting. He said, my father had passed away early in my life. My older brother and sister had moved out of the house, and my mother was burdened with financial pressures. So what did he do? He got a job working from midnight to 8 in the morning. Now, imagine this. This is a child, a teenager in high school. For 4 years, I left my home in Brooklyn at about 10:30 p.m., took the hour-long subway trip to Harlem, and worked in a restaurant all night. At 8 in the morning, I changed my clothes and walked 10 blocks to my high school. Then at the end of the school day, around 3 p.m., I would spend an hour or so with my friends, travel back to Brooklyn and sleep for about 5 hours before beginning the process all over again. Now listen to this. I was often so tired from all of the traveling and working that I'd fall asleep in school, only to wake up and find that my classes had ended another class. He'd fall asleep and there he'd be right there and another class had begun. It was brutal 4 years. It was a brutal 4 years, and I was glad when it was over. Soon after my mother was able to sell our big house in Brooklyn, I enrolled in college, and things were looking up. We relocated to an apartment in Queens while we shopped for a smaller house. One crisp winter morning, I rose early to get cleaned up, dressed, and ready for an 8-mile trip to school. The radio alarm clock was blaring as I stumbled out of my bedroom and walked across the hall to the bathroom. As I glanced at my reflection in the bathroom mirror, I could see what appeared to be smoke coming from my bedroom. I rushed back into my room to find a small fire had started in the wall beside my bed. Faulty wiring had caused a spark from the electrical socket right next to my bed to ignite my mattress. And he had just moved. Wasn't that a blessing? Flames started to rise from the mattress. I ran back to the bathroom to get water to put out the flames and yelled to my mother down the hall that there was a fire. We both reached my bedroom at the same time. By this time, not even 60 seconds later, my entire bed was engulfed with flames. It was clear that this fire could quickly get out of hand. My mother, realizing that we were not going to be able to extinguish the fire ourselves, said, we've got to get out of here. We ran out of the apartment, half-dressed, altered the neighbors to leave the building, alerted the neighbors to leave the building, and ran down the stairs and into the street and into the freezing cold with the firehouse just blocks away. It was just a few minutes before several fire trucks arrived with lights flashing and sirens blaring. Firefighters rushed into the building carrying axes, hoses, and other equipment while a couple of hundred residents poured out of the building into the safety of the street. What I had thought would be just a few minutes to put out a small fire was taking longer and longer and longer, and my mind raced wondering what was going to happen, what was going on, what was going on in my apartment. All of the residents of the building stood in the freezing cold in various forms of undress, watching a constant stream of firefighters go back and forth into the building. The New York City Police Department was on the scene, as were fire inspectors. They would not allow us back into the building. Even though it appeared that the fire had been extinguished, time continued to pass, and I became more anxious. Finally, feeling like I had to do something, I jumped into my mother's car and drove to a friend's house across the bridge to Bronx to borrow some clothes. We returned in about an hour to my apartment building. By the time we arrived back at the building, most of the residents and onlookers had dispersed. A neighbor still outside the building told me that we wouldn't want to go back to the apartment. Nevertheless, I wanted to see the damage, hoping that it had been contained to my bedroom and I needed to find my mother. I tracked down the superintendent, who, against the instructions of the landlord, agreed to unlock the door to our apartment, cautioning me that it wasn't pretty inside. By then, I had found my mother at a neighbor's apartment, and the three of us soberly followed the superintendent to the apartment. As the door swung open, we gasped audibly as our eyes surveyed the wreckage. Wow. The fire had engulfed the entire apartment, 3 bedrooms, living room, dining area, kitchen, and bathroom. The place was burned down to the brick walls and looked like a bomb had hit it. Nothing was left but broken and blackened remains, the eerie sound of dripping water, and an intense smell of smoke. As my eyes panned the room and the whole apartment, I took a mental inventory, recognizing that many of our familiar belongings were missing or destroyed. Clothes had been hanging from a hook, a briefcase, pictures that had once graced our apartment walls then were on the floor, burnt. Then, heart sinking, I took stock of the bigger items in my memory. All of our furniture had been destroyed, as my piano, prized record collection, photographs, souvenirs, and every stitch of clothing I owned. My mother beside me was coming to the same realization. I had been working on plans for a business. Slowly it had dawned on me that the 200 pages of my meticulous research I had labored over for months had been completely destroyed in the fire. There was nothing left. Standing there, speechless, staring at the burnt-out apartment, I realized the gravity of the situation. I was not going to be living here anymore. Moments after the fire, the local charities arrived on the scene. Their generosity enabled us to get several new items of clothing. Miraculously, a few of my favorite books and tapes were unharmed. But other than that, we walked away with nothing. Were it not for family, my mother and I would have been homeless. Now, what was his response? You know, we're talking about right now, you know, being flexible when things don't particular to pan out the way that we expect they're going to pan out, the importance of having flexibility there. So what did he do? You know, what do we do when we have circumstances like this? Well, he says, your response, not your circumstance, is the key. It isn't easy to feel a sense of helplessness during a situation like this, but of course, that doesn't do anything but immobilize you. I had to decide how I was going to interpret the situation and what I would do next. I had decided right then to break through, to bounce back, and come from behind. Turn this page quickly here. I soon realized that the fire was one of the defining moments of my life. It had come unexpectedly, quickly, and in a devastating way, yet it wasn't fatal. It wasn't fatal. Key word, it wasn't fatal. He was still alive. He was still breathing. I could still make positive choices, and that's what I did. So what challenges are you facing today? I mean, I know, like I said, the times that we are in, there are a lot of directions that we can go in, a lot of things that come up and make us want to change our minds about just even pressing forward. But what I learned just in the past, because I, you know, I too have experienced a lot of challenges in these past few years here, and what I realized it's of course all about our thinking, all about our choices, and these are things that I've always known, but sometimes you can, you know, allow the mind to not focus the way that it's supposed to, and when we get off focus about focusing on our vision and focusing on the promise, sometimes our response cannot be what we're looking for. And like he says, it's the response that matters, not the circumstance. So he said what he decided right then. And after that, his life changed because he decided to attend college in the evenings. And he worked a full-time job. And what happened? He started on Wall Street. And now, you know, he's a best-selling author. He's, you know, his testimony, he's been on television. He has his own successful business, has run several businesses. So, you know, a lot of times when we think about it, when we look at where we might be or where we want to be, the key is to know that our circumstances are not the issue. It is our response. So we're going to take a quick break here, and we're going to open the lines up. I know we have a few callers have dialed in. We want to be able to open the lines up to 347-839-2278. This is Deborah Hartnett with Wealthy Sisters, and once again, thank you for tuning in.
Deborah Hartnett International, helping you design your future. We are business development consultants, your one-stop stores for starting or enhancing your business. Our team of professionals are among the best in the country. Our services range from establishing your corporation to developing and executing your branding strategy to website design and promotion. We even help you with establishing your business credit. Visit us today at www.deborahhartnett.com to view a full list of services or call toll-free 800-493-0339. Mention this ad and receive a 15% discount off our gold package.
All right, we're back again. This is Deborah Hartnett with another great episode of Wealthy Sisters. We're so happy to have our callers on the line today. Again, please dial in to 347-838-9278 if you have a comment, question. We're talking about bouncing back after things, changes, and our plans being flexible. Here we had our guest that had some challenges today that we were expecting to dial in for our call today. But, hey, we understand that it is important to be flexible. So if you have a question or you got a comment, you want to share what you've done in times when you realize you had to come up with another plan about being flexible, please dial in to 347-838-9278. We definitely want to hear from you today, and thank you so much again for dialing in. We're going to also open the lines up. We are just so fortunate today to have this, to put together the vision that we have been had in our minds, and I'm so excited to have joining our team a young lady who, you know, really I have so much respect for. And it's amazing when you pray and when you look and when you seek and you put it out in the universe, your prayers are truly, truly answered. I want to just welcome again to our show. She is our new show producer. She's also my executive assistant and is doing, I mean, an awesome job. I'm telling you, you're going to see some continuing great things coming from Deborah Hartnett International with our umbrellas of the Professional Black Woman and the Wealthy Sisters radio show. And we can contribute a lot of the success to our new producer and our new executive assistant, Miss Opal Mabry. Opal, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Oh, yes, I can. Well, welcome again. Why don't you just share a little bit of your background and tell us about your experience? I know we met, about 2 years ago when you were on the Ford Rodeo Tour, or Roadie Tour. I always wanted to say rodeo. Tell us about that.
Yes, we did meet in 2007. Basically, it was a nationwide tour. We visited 10 different cities, and we went to 10 different major college football games. And what we did, we stayed in each of the cities for a week, And during the week, we would go to boys and girls clubs, elementary schools, high schools, colleges, basically encouraging children to stay in school. You know, basically go for the gusto, go to college, and try to be the best that they could be. And we would go to the schools and you know, give away T-shirts and, you know, just all kind of stuff, just basically incentive to get the kids excited. And we would go to the colleges to try to promote the football games that would be taking place the weekend that we would be in town. So basically that was the road trip. And following the road trip, I've been working at Clear Channel Communications as a traffic producer, and I also do voiceover work for them as well. So I've just been trying to stay busy and motivated, and I'm so excited to be working for the Deborah Hartnett Show, and to have this new position is phenomenal for me. So I'm just excited to be here.
Awesome, awesome. Well, it's wonderful. Now, I know you grew up in the San Francisco area or Oakland area. What was it like going to college? It seems like a big shock leaving the West Coast, going to the deep, deep, hot, sweltering South. I can say that because that's like my second home, Louisiana, graduating from Southern in Baton Rouge. How was that experience for you?
It was excellent. I actually went to Louisiana every summer of my life prior to going to Southern. So it's also like my second home. I love it. My mother and my father are both Louisianians. And it just kind of, it was a natural living environment for me. And I enjoyed the people, the football games, the education was great. It was a little different having so many teachers from so many different places, but it was a phenomenal experience. I wouldn't trade it for the world, and I'm so glad that I did it. And I really encourage high school students who are on the brink of graduation to consider maybe going to a historically black college or university. Do something that's outside of the box and something that is not, you know, to be expected. You know, just always try to do something that is outside of your, you know, your comfort zone. And, you know, I, before going to Southern, I went on a, a black college tour in my senior year, and I got a chance to go to Southern and Grambling. I went to Spelman, all of the Atlanta colleges. We went to Alabama, Tuskegee. You know, we visited all these colleges, and it was probably one of the most exhilarating experiences of my life because, you know, you don't get a chance to see a lot of people of color where I live in the Bay Area in Northern California. So it was an enriching experience. And like I said, I would encourage all high school juniors and seniors to take a tour and see something different. So it was
And Louisiana does have a lot a different flavor. But, you know, it's a whole other world there. The culture, the French, the Spanish influence. It's just a great combination there to see it, and to see it in the names that are, you know, that are birth names and surnames. It's just, you know, that like the different Richard is now Richard when you know in Louisiana.
Right.
So
exactly.
Yeah, fun place, and that's great. That's great. Well, we are so excited to have you, you know, as the show producer and as our executive assistant. So, you know, we are looking forward to great things coming from you, even more great things as well. And definitely, maybe you can just leave a tip on how that are they still doing that roadie program? Is that a tour that they're still promoting now?
Yes, they are. The last time I, you know, checked out the website, it looks like it's still going on. Basically, the requirements are you have to be in college pursuing I believe it's any major, but you just have to be motivated, you have to be hungry, you have to be excited about just basically whatever you're doing and focusing on, you have to be excited about it and wanting to promote your success to younger children and people who are on the brink of going to college and who want to be successful. And so I believe you have to be under 24 years old. But, yeah, like I said, any major, and you have to, I believe you have to, I'm not sure if you have to be a student of a historically black college or university, but, yeah, basically I think that those are the only requirements, under 24 years old and excited and hungry and willing to work. So.
All right. Wonderful, wonderful. Well, once again, you've heard from Ms. Opal Mabry, our new show producer and executive assistant of mine. So, like I said, you look forward, check her emails. If you're getting responses from her, you will recognize that name as well. Thank you so much, Opal, and continue to do the awesome job that you're doing.
Thank you, Deborah.
All right. I do believe we have a caller on the line. Looks like it's in the Atlanta area code down there. Hello. Welcome to the Wealthy Sisters Radio Show. This is Deborah Hartnett. Please announce yourself and say where you're calling from.
Deborah, it is Miss Maddie Rock, and I'm sure I dialed in on the wrong number.
Well, we said we know you would dial in. We know you're a woman of your word, and we were just talking about flexibility and how things happen. So we are so happy to have you. Welcome to the Wealthy Sisters Radio Show. How are you today?
I am actually catapulting on top of the world.
All right, now. I know you are. I know you are. Well, you say you catapulted. Tell us about
that's
that.
Right.
What's going
that's
on, honey?
Well, you know what? You've got to be able to understand that we're down to the bare minimum of what's important. It's all about breathing to me. And then people, because a lot of times we take this materialistic stuff as if when we make our transition, we have the opportunity to take it with us. Have you ever seen a U-Haul behind a hearse? Okay, so that's what
not
I'm saying. I'm just excited.
That,
yeah, but if you think about all the troubles that we have in our life, we're dealing with a recession, and when I wake up and I'm breathing, we always have an opportunity to make changes and to do something about that. You know, you got
that's
your
right.
limbs and you got your health and your strength, and I'm grateful, but I'm excited about that.
That's awesome, awesome. Well, we read your whole bio. What an awesome story. Tell us a little bit about yourself now. That name, Rock, I tell you, that's a powerful name. And I love names. I love etymology. I think everything is in a name. Maddie Rock, I mean, it symbolizes that you don't play, that you take care of business. Tell us about
your tremendous
success.
Let me tell you. And my bio was a short version. My bio is really a book. But the name Rock is something that's solid. I have been put up on a pedestal to the point where I can't lean to the left, I can't lean to the right. So we have a lot to live up to as far as expectations in business, in the community, even with your family. But I'm going to tell you the downfall of that. People think you never need anything like help. You can do it all. If you got a million people to deal with, you should be able to handle all of them. I think that they don't understand. It's like, you know how God said, we don't put no more on you than you can bear? But people put you up there because your name is solid and all the things that you're moving and shaking and doing in the community, they want to give you some more and some more and some more. But there is an actual cutoff point. I was actually born in a little country town down in Uniontown, Alabama, raised in Birmingham, and I've actually been here in Georgia for right at about 22 years. That makes me almost a Georgia peach.
Almost.
You know, almost don't count.
I'll give you almost.
Yeah, so I started off in the boutique business. And I said, you know what, if I ever get a boutique or a business, I'm going to name it Maddie Rock's Boutique. And sure enough, I've done that. I've done over 10 boutique storefronts here in Atlanta and had fun doing it. And then at the same time, I had a modeling group that's called Pictures of a Dream. So I did networking, advertising, and the way that that came about, people used to come to my shop, Mandy Rock, you know I can get my oil change, you know I can get me a car, you know I can get this. You know, I said, well, you know what, I'm going to host an event. I got one of my friends that owned a restaurant. We did $15 to cover the meal and invite them. I said, I'm going to throw them all in the same room and let them decide who they want to do business with. That's how Rock Networking Unlimited developed. So the first one was good. Probably about 40 people showed up. By the time I did the next one, there was standing room only. If you could read the, you know, just what was on my face, I was smiling, but on the inside, my mouth was wide open, like, where did all these people come from? What do they want?
Right.
So
wow.
It kind of seems from there. And another thing is about what we do is I'm sure you've been cheated by somebody in your lifetime where you paid for a product or services and you were just cheated, whether they took your money, they have did the product, they didn't provide the service, they didn't follow up, they don't return phone calls, don't want to refund you, whatever. Those are the things that we have under our membership that we are totally against. We only have people that have integrity and good business practice. This is what people are looking for. They want an affordable price. They want a good service, and they don't want somebody that's going to scam them. They're scamming old people. We shine totally against that. You with me?
Mm-hmm. I'm with you. Loud and clear.
We are extremely excited because we are celebrating 12 years of networking on this coming Saturday. 12 years. And I'm going to tell you something. They may have something going on. You know how people talk about it. You got a few people out there that talk about it. To my knowledge, we do not. We have zero complaints. We actually had one, but it had nothing to do with our organization. It was one of our advertisers. We have never had a complaint. That's a lot to live up to.
That is a lot. Dealing with a lot of people, I'm telling you, doing 12 years of networking. I mentioned in your bio, you were social networking before and building lists before it was popular, you know, to even do that. So congratulations to you. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll come back, and we want to learn more about, I would imagine that you're having a celebration to celebrate the 12 years, so we want to learn about
you
that
are right.
as well.
Okay.
All right. We'll take a quick break.
This segment is sponsored by WillDrake.com. That's www.willdrake.com. The hot new suspense novel, Bad and Worse, A Tale of Men, published by Kermel Coast Publishing. Sometimes the only way to stop a killer is to love him. Available in stores November 2009. Wealthy Sisters, the show that features six- and seven-figure earning women of color. Tune in Mondays at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time as Deborah Hardnett, CEO of Deborah Hardnett International and founder of The Professional Black Woman, showcase the triumphant journeys of these powerful sisters. You will be inspired, encouraged, and informed every Monday at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time. Our call-in number is 347-838-9278. Today's broadcast is brought to you by www.wealthysisters.com, where the show can be heard 24 hours a day. And now your host, Deborah Hardnett.
All right, we're back live with the wonderful Maddie Rock of Rock Networking Unlimited. We want you to call in at 347-838-9278 or in the chat room if you have any questions. We definitely want you to be able to ask them. But listen, we've got two dates for our listening audience to save. For those who are in D.C., Maryland, and Virginia, we want you to mark on your calendars now, save this date, September, that's Tuesday, September the 30th, 2009. We're having another Success Path networking dinner at the Sheraton in Columbia Town Center. I tell you what, you have got to hear the excitement and the enthusiasm we had from our last event. We had Ms. Linda Clemens in. This was so powerful. We had people networking. The food was fabulous. It was just a great time to treat yourself. You can dial into this number, 218-862-1099. That's 218-862-1099, PIN number 856-567. Press pound, and you will hear
What an awesome time, and hear the great testimonies from people who experienced a lot of success, got wisdom, gained some strategic tips that they are now implementing in their business. You don't want to miss it. That's going to be September the 30th. Mark your calendars for that. And then also our worldwide audience, we want you to know, we want you to be right here in the D.C., Baltimore area, in the Baltimore Hyatt Regency. Mark that date, March 19th and 20th, for the first annual Winter Summit Conference and Expo, sponsored by the Professional Black Woman. I tell you, this conference has been a work in progress. You talk about being flexible and going through transformation. We are excited, though, this date, March 19th and 20th, at the Hyatt Regency Baltimore at the Harbor downtown. You definitely want to mark your calendars for that and stay tuned. So speaking of events, again, we have the awesome Miss Maddie Rock of Rock Networking Unlimited, that powerful name there. She's sharing with us, you were going to tell us about your event coming up, celebrating 12 years of business.
Well, that's correct. It's actually what we decided to do, what started off to be something that was black and white linen, has bloomed into black and white formal.
Wow.
So basically what we're doing, we're putting together a program to award some of the many companies that have supported us with our success. That's one thing. We have entertainment. Our tickets are like $30, which includes your meal. We also have what's called a vendor explosion, where we'll put lights, action, and camera on our vendors. A lot of people don't realize that when you get a vendor to sponsor your show,
mm-hmm.
That's exactly what they are. They are your sponsors. A lot of times they bring this stuff out, they set it up, they pay a couple of $100, make it look pretty. They don't make any money. They're not sure how to make contact, and they leave a little disappointed and maybe a little pissed at you. Well, mm-hmm. We set it up a little different. Our vendors don't get the press cheers. They become a part of the entertainment. And what
All right.
we're doing, we're putting the cameras on them and allowing them to do their one-minute presentation. We're going to film that and put it in a promotional package that's going to go up on our website. Now, they decide they want to purchase that to be able to put it on their website, take it to Comcast, or whatever it is that they want to do, they can do that. Now,
no,
we also
I
have entertainment.
That.
We have two bands. One of them, we track the Doo-Wop Boys, who is a wonderful R&B a cappella group, and I did their concert last month, and some fantastic news that they may be going to. They did a song called First Lady for Michelle Obama, and if everything works out, they're actually going to be going to Washington to do that song before Michelle Obama at the National Black Caucus. On top of that, their song has been chosen as a theme song for the Atlanta Falcons. So we deal with, I mean, these guys are like 16 and 18 years old. So we're waiting on that to actually finalize, and believe me, when it comes down to e-blast, that's going to be going out everywhere. So the people that we're connected with, we're extremely excited. I don't know if you saw the information where Fred V. Man Watson with Dead on Duty, Primetime TV, Victory Over Violence. I actually hosted his show last week, doing it again next week, and he's one of the people that's our keynote and that's going to be awarded on our program as well. Anyway, sometimes it's a good idea to just say thank you or say I appreciate you. If we get down to the bottom line, how about saying I really do love you, you know?
Exactly. That's wonderful. I like the whole thought that you're showcasing the vendors, and because I feel the same way. Without organization of a professional black woman, we take the time to feature. We have our terrific Tuesdays conference call mm-hmm. where we take the features of the month and give them that opportunity to give a commercial, because you want people that are associated with you to say, hey, if I'm dealing with Maddie Rock, I know I'm going to make some money. I know this
exactly.
vendor, if I pay this vendor fee, it's going to be well worth it and then some. That's great.
Well,
so don't be surprised if I borrow that promotional package idea for our
company. Hey, I don't mind at all.
I like
you know,
that because
that
showcasing is important. Yes.
Now, you
yes.
may be aware that I have a TV show that's called Give Me Back My Mic.
Yeah,
and, you know, sometimes
tell us about it.
We you know what? It's a program where I interview guests anywhere from 3 to 7 minutes. It does not take all day to tell what you do. Because if you talk too much and nobody's interested, you never get that phone call. Give them enough just to wet their whistle. And in between that, we have commercials, and then we have artists that are good that may not be able to get their music out to the masses. The last part is the open mic, and sometimes we do it as a competition. It's only to strengthen you and your business. You have 1 minute or less to market your business or give me back my mic. Now, it's kind of like the Gong Show because I get we time them.
Okay.
And if they go over that minute, they hear this thing, say, give me back my mic. And everybody is thrilled about that because they don't listen to the directions. They don't listen to the song. But we talk about how wonderful things are in business, but let me just be serious for a minute. It is very, very hard to the point about 2 weeks ago. You know what I said? You know what? You're successful as long as you don't quit. But I said, I quit. And my hairdresser was over, and she was doing my hair, and she said, I said, girl, I'm tired. It's hard dealing with these people, trying to get them to understand. And she said, well, man, what? If you quit, what am I going to do? Because that's the only reason I'm still doing what I'm doing because of you. I'm telling you what happens. We can give out, but we don't give up. But after the good night's sleep, I was stuck with I quit. I didn't quit, but I got a new TV show that I'm going to do that's called I Quit. That's what developed out of that.
Wow.
And it's inspirational about some of the challenges that we go through, and we want to be able to show how we were able to work and overcome those challenges. And let me just take you back to the vendor and also the open mic. One thing about open mic is we did copyright that as well as the song. But what it does, it allows people the opportunity to hear your 1 minute spill. So when you break out into a mix and mingle, they know exactly who they want to go and talk to.
Right.
Does that make sense?
It makes a lot of sense.
When you're doing any type of thing in the community and some of the things that I do, you need somebody that can fill the air with positive information and energy. But at the same time, we keep it real. We tell the truth. We don't want to make everything sound like it's so glorified. We don't want people to think it's easy. But the easy part is we have the resources to take you to the very next level.
Wow.
But, you know, if you bought an e-blast or if you bought a commercial, you don't stop marketing. It's an ongoing process. Normally, people say, I don't have a budget, but 25% of whatever you make should be put into advertising. You remember Coca-Cola? How do you think they're still saying that advertise, 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 whether it's newspaper, e-blast, all the methods that are out there, use them.
25%, you say now. Now, tell us this, because I know a lot of times I hear people that may subscribe to things or they run an ad in the magazine or they may do one of your email blasts and they don't get a response or, you know, they think that this one time, that's it. And you said something that was key that you have to follow up. I think I heard you say that.
Well, let's talk about this. Let's just say, client comes in, and it happens all the time. Some people have to be ready for the growth because some people in the e-blast do better than others. And what happens is they come by e-blast, their phone is overwhelmed where you're hitting voicemail. If somebody's calling you, they want to do business with you or ask questions. If you don't check your email, if you don't check your voicemail, where does that leave you? What do you think people think about that? Well, I didn't know I was going to get all these phone calls. Well, that's what you wanted. And then on the flip side, just say some people may not get as many calls as they expected because, number one, they're late, they have an event, they only did one. They did not put the information out there in advance. And sometimes when they retain my service, I am retained to do exactly what you tell me, but they don't want to take my advice. I do it like they want to do, and they reap the results of that. So the e-blast is a wonderful tool. We put out free stuff. We have sponsors. We have gas cards, just incentives for people to read. We put out free events. We put out paid events. But if you don't read it, you know what? There was a little thing out. Somebody sent an email. And I started to put it out, but I don't want to put anything because we have white clients. We have all kinds of clients, and I don't want to offend anything. But the title of that was Black People Don't Read. Sometimes that's true. I'm a scanner, and I scan the importance of it, and I keep moving, especially when they're writing a long book. But you got to understand, an e-blast is something short, straight to the point. As many graphics as you have in there, the better. We don't want to read all that stuff. We can go to read to your website if we want some more information. Just give me the gist of what it's all about, all the particulars, all the main parts.
Just pick the interesting thing.
Exactly. You know what? One of the things that I found out that will send an e-blast, anybody out there using Constant Contact, Eye Contact, all these other things, the number one thing that will send your e-blast into spam is opportunity, caps, and free.
Okay, so using that word, don't use the word opportunity. Stay away from all caps. You know, in your email blast, and you're saying remove the word.
Stay away from free. See, you got to understand, a lot of people buy lists, and they pick up on the spammers when they say free. Sometimes it does not get delivered. And I used to do it. That's something that I had to learn. I may say something like no cost or complimentary or something like that. It's just a rewording of what it is that you're saying. But I can tell you, the blast has been successful, but that's not all that we do. A lot of people just tag me to the blast. We have a production company. We have health and wellness that is totally dedicated to your total well-being, being that's a part of Rock's networking. If you wanted to film your own TV show, commercial, infomercial, whatever it is that you want to do, we take you from broadcast to the web. So if you wanted a commercial that's formatted for NBC, Comcast, wherever, we can do that.
Wow, that's powerful. So is that what the Technomedia Films, is that a part of that the Bishop has in partnership with you as well? And while you're answering that, I'm going to give you another question to answer. You guys, your 8 team of dynamic professionals and your partners, you seem to have really, really grasped on to the whole concept of team. What do you contribute that to, and what suggestions do you have for others that are looking for great partners?
Let me tell you what team means. Team means together, everyone accomplishes more, okay?
That's right.
The first part of Rock's Networking is the part where you have the networking, the events, the e-blast, and other services that fall under that. The second one is Unqua Inc., which is the health and wellness that is head up by my partner, Yofuwa Cheche. We actually go back about 21 years, okay? So we've been partnered doing some things. You got to understand, when you set up your power team, you got to have people that you can trust and people that are dependable and supporting you. See Rinaldo Weaver and the video Bishop, who is an awesome guy, and, I mean, he just takes your ideas and actually bring those things to fruition. So once you do a job, you have no idea. And when you see the outcome, people are extremely happy and overwhelmed with the outcome of the work that we do. A lot of that we're going to be showing at the event as well. So when you talk about partnership, there are partners and there are also vision partners. Now, two of these companies are really legally merging together. That's Rock's Networking Unlimited and Technomedia. These are three separate companies right now, but we're all in the process of bridging them together, even though they will operate separately.
Okay.
So it has been a wonderful experience working with the both of them to be able to put something together that's powerful. Understand, we're all about helping you to market your business, take your business to the very next level.
Oh, wow.
But you got to be ready for that. You got to be ready for that. And, you know, during this economy time, a lot of people say, well, I don't have a budget. Well, come on now. You think you can get a TV commercial or a TV show for free?
You can't get it for free?
Well, you know what? Let's talk about free. Because let me tell you something about free. Free requires action. If I told you I was going to give you a free dinner ticket, well, you got to get up and come get it. You got to buy gas to do that.
That's right.
You know, the bottom line is free requires effort. But people need to be able to look at themselves, take what we do seriously, and invest in themselves. Whether you do it with us or you do it with somebody that has the reputation to be able to do some of the things that you're trying to do. Now, we have consultants. We have people that do business plans. You can just understand that our website is geared up to have one plus of every business that there is in the world streaming off our website that we can give referrals to. And the referrals that we give, like if I refer somebody to you, they don't have to worry about these. They know that you're going to take good care of them. We don't quote your prices. We don't tell people you didn't give you the hookup. We just tell you to take care of you. She's good and professional in business.
Real good. That's real good. So I know if I come to you or if you refer someone to me because they are part of your network, you've got some kind of screening process in place to make sure that they represent the type of business owner that you're looking for. What would be that screening process that you have?
Let me tell you, a lot of them, when they came in by referrals, those are the easy ones. But I'm going to tell you that a website tells a story about you. It's almost like if you don't have a website, you're not in business. We build
right.
websites. Actually, my sites, I built them, and then C. Rinaldo builds them as well. Let me just give you an example, because we do have some people that we have turned down. Anything that has a flavor that would turn off, just say, our audience that could be professionals, Christians, and consumers, anything that's sexually explicit, we don't do that. Anything
okay.
that we have a software that sometimes on website can pull up if they're on the number one get-rich-quick scheme, that's
okay.
another flag. But usually most of our members come through us, number one, word of mouth, or they sign up in our database, and the first thing that we do is go and look at their website. And if
okay.
they don't have a website, it's hard to process that through. It kind of sits there, and I'll call them. I said, you know, what I want to know is why you don't have a website. Now, with startup businesses, that's fine. We give them an alternative and say, well, you know, Ray Ray can do mine for free, or somebody got it free, or I can get it up the street for 19. Okay. You have so many choices out there for you. You know how we do. You know, yours costs $100 or, you know, in 19 a month. Well, I can get it up at Kmart for, you know, $5. You get what you pay for. So we have
right.
plenty of people that have came, went to other people. They came to us. They didn't like the pricing or whatever. They went to other people, and then they came back. And we can't
mm-hmm.
fix what other people mess up.
Mm-hmm.
And we stand behind what we do. We have the tendency to over-deliver. Last year, during the Christmas holiday, we did an event, and we decided all the people that we're going to get rid of in 2008 because we don't want to drag dead weight. If you're not moving and shaking, you're just riding this train. It gets a little heavy. So we get that. You know, everybody wants something for free. We got rid of that.
That's right. Well, definitely, we appreciate all of that. That is true. You know, getting rid of that heavy weight is something we got to do. I love that song, Erykah Badu sings as Bag Lady. But we're going to take a quick break here. We only have 3 minutes left. I want you to think about your closing remarks, what you'd like to encourage the listeners to do in their businesses to set the standard. We'll take a quick break to pay some bills.
Do you feel like there's never enough time in the day? You have a laundry list of 20 things to do, and you still haven't done, oh yeah, the laundry. Are you at a crossroads in your life and just not certain what's your next step? Are you just overwhelmed and feel like you have lost, well, you? We are here to help. Compass Coaching is a personal development company for women. We help you find your path and bring balance to your life. Visit us today at www.mypathmylife.com. We have life coaching plans as low as $19 a month and take our free assessment. That's www.mypathmylife.com. Every woman deserves a coach.
All right. Well, we're back. We have 2 minutes left. Miss Maddie, please let us know how we can get in contact with you. Give us your website.
I'm going to give you 3 websites, and each website is very informative. The first one is www.rocknetworking.net. That's ROCK networking.net. That features our walk-on where we come out and we talk to you before you go into our site. It has our theme song and an arsenal of products. The second site is www.myrnu.com. That is our networking database. You can link to our calendar and visit and see what we're all about and also sign up for events. The last one is www.technomediafilms.com. That shows all of the video technology, the green screen, and show you how we put together a presentation via video to take your business to the very next level. Now, I encourage people, if you don't have money, a lot of times what you can do, and not necessarily on this end, one of the things that's coming very popular, because we're going to be dealing with gold, barter. Have a service that you can offer to somebody else, barter. Network. And network is about building strong relationships. It's not about, you know, just I'm just going to sell you something.
That's right. Well, you have heard it right here from the wonderful Maddie Rock of Rock's Unlimited Network. Excuse me, Rock Networking Unlimited. This is Deborah Hartnett. Please tune in next week. We have a surprise guest for you. You all are going to be, I'm telling you, you're going to be excited to hear from this young lady next week. So with all that said, once again, thank you for tuning in.
This has been another episode of Wealthy Sisters, brought to you by theprofessionalblackwoman.com, where success is inevitable. Join Deborah Hartnett, our host, next week as she interviews another powerful, positive, progressive, wealthy sister, and visit us on the web at www.wealthysisters.com. See you next time.
Tell me how you feel.